You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini-pod.
Hey everyone, today I'm giving my review of Micro Air's Easy Start and Micro Air's Easy Touch RV thermostat, which is a smart thermostat made for RVs. I have owned the Easy Touch RV thermostat for about 3 years, and I've recently purchased and installed the Micro Air Easy Start in my RV, although I used to have it on a previous AC unit as well. Let's start with the Easy Start and the benefits. The Easy Start is one of those rare items that it really does not have any downsides, and recently has added a double down warranty where they will now double the length of your AC warranty because testing of the Easy Start has shown to extend the life of your AC unit, which is pretty amazing since that's not what it's originally designed to do. The Micro Air Easy Start is a soft starter for your RV AC unit. It reduces the high energy pool that AC units have during compressor startups. This was mainly attractive to those of us who want to operate our AC units while unplugged, like while dry camping or boondocking. The lower startup draw allows a user to start their AC units from smaller generators, like a 2000 watt generator, or even better, you could even start it off inverters. That's the way I kind of use mine. The Micro Air Easy Start breaks the startup process down into four short ramp-up sequences, using the least amount of amps possible for the compressor to start up. I can tell you from owning one, the other side benefit to the Easy Start is that it's a much quieter AC startup. It really reduces that harsh bang that is common with RV AC units, especially when you're trying to sleep. We don't hear the AC go through its cycles. There's no harsh on-off of the AC. It's a very nice, smooth starting up. So it helps our sleeping, which is really nice. So honestly, I don't have anything bad to say about the Micro Air Easy Start. I think if you're purchasing it for dry camping and boondocking purposes, you're going to love it. If you're just trying to make your AC quieter, again, you're going to love it. There's no downsides to this product, except for if you consider installation. I installed it myself, and I remember having a little bit of difficulty, but I called Micro Air, they walked me through it, and I was able to install it myself. It's just that I have an AC heat pump, and I thought the instructions got a little iffy for me to be 100% sure that I was wiring it up correctly. But like I said, I called them, they answered right away, they set me up with one of their techs, and he walked me through it, and I was able to install it myself. That's a plus side too, that they had really good customer service. Now onto the Micro Air Easy Touch RV thermostat. This has been a nice improvement to our stock RV thermostat because, for one, it's all digital and it's really given our older RV a very modern look or modern touch. But on top of that, this RV thermostat is Wi-Fi and Bluetooth enabled, meaning I can control the AC from anywhere inside or outside of the RV. This thermostat is also programmable, allowing you to set certain temperatures throughout the week in advance. But to be honest, I've never used that feature as my schedule kind of changes from day to day. I would imagine if you had a more routine type of thing set up, then that would be nice that you could have your AC set up to turn on before you get out of bed and maybe turn the heat on as you're going to bed or change the temperature in the middle of the night type of thing. But like I said, our day-to-days really, really vary. Sometimes Sabrina's on night shift. Sometimes she's on day shift. It just never worked out for us to be able to use that program. Another great feature this thermostat has brought to us is that it allows us to use both propane heat and our AC heat pump at the same time, meaning we can warm up our RV in a hurry. This is one feature that I have used, and I've used it multiple times. It's kind of cool to pull up to a campsite in the winter or boondocking spot in the winter and turn both of these on at the same time and really heat up the RV inside. And like I said, it just does it so much faster when you're using your furnace and your AC heat pump at the same time. It's really quick, and we get the temperature really fast. But I would say the thing that I enjoy most about the Easy Touch thermostat is the ease of use for my phone. It's actually rare that I use the main wall controls because it's just so much easier on the phone. I bring up the app, I can check the temperatures, I can adjust them as needed. It's very seamless, it's very smooth on the phone. And that's not to say that it's not easy on the main control. It is, but, you know, I have to get up and walk over to the main controls where I can be laying in bed and adjusting the thermostat as needed. So my favorite feature of this by far is the use of it through the phone. I just think that's like a total game changer. It just makes things so easy. I wouldn't say that this necessarily has any downsides, but there is something I would consider a double-edged sword. And that's the fact that it has the ability to update and make improvements over time. And that sounds probably like it's a great thing, and it probably is, but our thermostat has gone through a few updates, and the most recent update that I did, which was just this weekend, was really a drastic update. It really changed the layout and some of the functions of the thermostat to the point that I found myself like looking for buttons and controls in different menus. Like they kind of moved the menus around a little bit. They moved some of the controls around a little bit. And I kind of equate this to like when my Android phone does a major update and I'm almost like relearning how to use my phone for the first day or two. But I did just use this for over the weekend after the update. And by the end of the weekend, you know, I got used to the new layout and I was able to use it with no problems. It wasn't like I was like scratching my head or anything, but I personally thought the old layout was just fine. But I'm guessing that these updates are based on customer feedback. And I guess their customer feedback was that they wanted some changes to be made to the program. Like they added outside temperature and which I guess that's nice. But I really thought that the app was fine the way it was. And I guess I just wasn't loud enough to say it was perfect, leave it alone type of thing. And I'm not saying that the new app or the new update is bad. It's just different than what I've been used to for the last couple years. So it's just going to take me some time to get used to it. But I'm sure once I do, I will love it just as much as I did all these previous years. Well, that's my review of both these MicroAir products. But if you'd like to hear more about them, listen to episode number 11 to learn more about the Easy Start, or listen to episode number 54 about the Easy Touch. And of course, you can listen to both of them, which is what I would recommend. All right, everybody, take care, safe travels, and I will catch you next time.